Thank you, Lord Jesus. All right, let's turn over to John 15. You guys all right? Praise God. John 15, we've been in a series called Not of This World, Part 11. I think we're getting close to being done, but we'll see. John 15, verse 18. John 15, verse 18, it's on your sheet too. It says, if the world hates you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. If you were of the world would love its own. Yet because you were not of the world, but because I chose you out of the world, therefore the world hates you. Remember the word that I said to you, a servant is not greater than his master. If they persecuted me, they will also persecute you. If they kept my word, they will keep yours also. Notice it said, you are not of this world. Chapter 17, John 17, verse 9. Just flip over, and my Bible is just a page. Verse 9, it says, I pray for them. I do not pray for the world, but for those whom you have given me, for they are yours, and all mine are yours, and yours are mine, and I am glorified in them. Now I am no longer in the world, but these are in the world, and I come to you. Holy Father, keep through your name those you have given me, that they may be one as we are. And skip down to verse 17. Sanctify them by your truth. Your word is truth. As you sent me into the world, I have sent them into the world. For their sakes, I sanctify myself, that they also may be sanctified by the truth. Sanctify, verse 17 says, sanctify them by your truth. Your word is truth. Your word is truth. We're going to be set apart. We're going to be washed by that word. The word is truth. The word is what's real. There's a smokescreen in this world about all these different philosophies, all these different, quote, breakthroughs, all these, you know, increases in knowledge, and you have to be weary of those things. What is the truth? Do these things line up with the Word of God? Because there's this idea that we're further than we ever have been. Well, technology-wise, that's true. Understanding of some medical things, true. Lifespan, not true. We've decreased about tenfold. You know, Methuselah in the Bible lived out to be 969 years old. Well, that's not advancing when we're topping out around 120. You know, God said we'd top out around 120. Look at it. We'd top out about 120. You don't see too many people. I haven't heard anybody living past that lately. It might be a little bit just barely above. You don't hear anybody living 150. We have not advanced. We've gone backwards. So when you hear, well, we're advanced, this is the new thing, well, always just go back to the reference, the Word of God. The Word of God is truth. So the Bible says we're going to be sanctified, we're going to be set apart by the Word. Now we've gone through some of this. Jump down just on your sheet. It said John 8, verse 31 says, then Jesus said to those Jews who believed him, if you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Therefore, if the Son makes you free, you shall be free indeed. What's going to make you free in any area? It's going to be the truth. What's the truth? It's the Word. So when we come and hear the Word, just you should be in the mindset, I'm getting ready to be more free than I ever have been. See, that's supernatural. That makes you want to come to church. Church has been dumbed down. People say, well, church, you know. And I understand why. People have misrepresented the gospel in a lot of cases, associated things with Christianity. That's not Christianity. People have been hurt. But that's all, you know, those are all things that are stumbling blocks to try to keep us from the truth. The Word will change our lives and set us free. Doesn't matter what state you're in today, doesn't matter what it is, God can set us free. God's word and the application of it will set us free. So His Word has the ability to change our lives if we'll receive it, if we'll do it. It doesn't have any ability in and of itself unless it's planted, unless we receive it. Because you could take the biggest Bible you want. Mine's not that big. This is the Bible I use for preaching, a different one at home. But this isn't that big. You know, but you got these huge Bibles that, you know, some people have family Bibles and they're historical and they're real proud of it and it just sits there. Well, I'm not saying that's bad. I mean, maybe it would, you could wear it out, and I don't think that's bad. As long as you have a Bible that you can actually use. But if this is the only Bible that I'm going to say, well, this is real pretty and it's on the, you know, fireplace above or whatever, and boy, look at that, and that's the only Bible you ever, you just look at it and it stays closed, it's not going to do you any good. Doesn't matter how rare it is, doesn't matter how nice it is, won't actually do you any good. It's the truth that we receive. He said in verse 31 here, John 8:31, if you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Didn't say psychology will make you free. Can you use psychology? Well, sure, if it's governed by the word. Didn't say certain programs will make you free. Can you use programs? Could you use an exercise program? Sure, you could. But, you know, just make sure you're making it subject to God's Spirit leading you and to anything the Word says, and you're okay. When people try to just go and they're looking for a quick fix, and well, it worked for so-and-so. I mean, that's why you have all these $19.99 installments on TV and a half-hour blurb. If you call now, even though, you know, you get a special deal, even though that same ad's been running for the last 3 weeks, and you didn't get any kind of deal if you called now, because nobody knows when now is, because it's running on every time zone in the country, and they're just waiting for you to call, and they use that on people that basically happen to look at the channel and are frustrated with their situation and go, oh, that will help me. I'll get out, so I'm going to pay this money, and it'll help me, and it'll change me, and if it's a quick fix, it's not going to, all you're going to have is more equipment sitting in your basement. Or you got a bunch of, you know, supplements that didn't help you. You know, it just, I want to be free. I understand that. But just, the Bible says the Word's what's going to set you free. These other things are going to fit in to God's deliverance plan for you. You know? God knows how your body works. He knows, actually, people are all in it. Well, this diet, then this diet. And they, you know, they have different. Then somebody popularizes a diet and they have a book and then it goes and it sells a lot of copies, and so there's, you know, shift over to this diet and somebody else does a different diet. You know, God knows your body, and if you want to gain weight, if you want to lose weight, if you want to build muscle, whatever you want to do, if you'll just go to God and ask Him, what should I do? And look at, you can look at the things that are out there, but He'll help lead you. But be sensitive to what's on the inside, and definitely make sure it's guided by anything in the Word. If it's in the Word and black and white and whatever you're thinking about doing contradicts that, throw it out. I don't care who said it. Because it's going to be proved to be wrong sooner or later. And if the Word says something in black and white, don't do this. Do this. If it says don't do it, then don't rationalize why you're going to do it. Whatever it is, throw it away, run away from it now. You're not going to be the special case where it turns out good. Either we reverence the Word or we don't. And there are people that know the truth about a certain area and are trying, well, I know that, but if you ever catch that coming out of your mouth in reference to the Word, I know the Word says X, but I'm going to do it anyway. But I'm having a hard time. Just know, whatever came after that, you're in trouble. If you're going to choose to contradict the Word, you are choosing to be bound. The Word is truth. The Word will set you free. And if I consciously say, yeah, but I don't agree with that, well, who are you disagreeing with? God, I know you said this, but, woo, I know what you said. I can see it there, but I disagree. I just disagree. Okay. What are you saying? Well, I know what you're saying, but I disagree. People get mad at people. They get mad at the preacher that said it or the book they... Well, I disagree with that. Bible or no Bible, that is a very dangerous statement. Do we want to... Because people are playing games in that situation. Do you want to be free or not? Do you believe the Bible or not? Then there's no argument. Yeah, but I just don't feel... I heard, I read... So what? So what? See, people are playing games. I don't feel like that's true. Yeah, but I wasn't taught that way. Okay. Okay, but what does the word say? If you know what the word says and you're looking for a way around it, are you looking for a way to stay in jail? I kind of like being bound like this. I don't really want... No, of course I want to be free. Then what's the problem? This isn't a long conversation. We don't have to go around for three, four hours on this. This is not a long thing. Well, I want to talk to you about this. I want to have a discussion about this. About what? You don't want to do the word? You don't want to do it. I see it there, but I don't like it. I just don't feel... What are we talking about? I'm not saying this to be hard. I'm saying this to cut through the junk that's in our head, because the world will tell you it's real important what you feel. See, that would be in a world that doesn't have an authority like the Word of God. But we do. I don't care if the world denies it. I don't care if they think they're smarter. They're wrong. And they're proving it every day. Good night. Just look around. Well, we thought this was a better idea. Well, yeah, that's a train wreck, isn't it? When are we getting better with all these new ideas? Train wreck, train wreck. Ooh, we thought this was good. Oh, well, I guess that didn't turn out so good. But we know it's foolishness. We know what to do. We have more knowledge, but they just, you know, it keeps turning out bad. But that's okay, because we're on the right. Now, don't look at God or religion, because that doesn't exist, and that's not the answer. Let's just keep marching down this road. But if we want to be free, if we want to be truly free, God's word will set us free. Is that not what it said? Yes. If you abide in the news. If you, you know, abide in all the political opinions. If you abide in, you know, sports. Abide with your face planted in your tablet or your phone. Or in an Xbox or whatever. I'm not saying any of those things are bad in moderation. In limited, you know, you look at what is right and be discerning. It doesn't say that. It says if you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed, and you shall... See, if you abide in my word, you'll be my disciples, and you shall know the truth. Why? Because the word is truth. How are you going to get the truth? See, people are looking at all these different... I just don't know. I don't know why things aren't going well. But you're not looking at the truth. So you're being deceived by all this other junk and all this other noise, and the word, the truth, is just, you know, getting lost in the shuffle. Now, I'm not saying this... These are all things. Do we want to be free? I'm not saying this to condemn us. This isn't to say, well, you should start and stop doing all these things. It's to cut through the stuff that the world is telling us and to realize, let's not lie to ourselves as to what the problem is, because the Bible says that the word is truth, and if we do the word, it'll set us free. So if we're lying to ourselves, saying if we're going to contradict the word, it's going to work out, we're fooled. The only person that's really fooled is us. And, you know, we try to convince our friends, well, you know, I mean, this is the way to go. Don't you feel... I don't care if you get 50 people to agree with you. If it contradicts the word, it's wrong, and it's going to end up bad. Badly. So the question is, do we believe the word? Do we believe the word is truth? And will we receive it as the word? Because that's how we're going to get free. Verse 36 says, if the Son makes you free, you shall be free indeed. See, God has a way to get you free so that you're truly free, so that you're not just waiting to go back into something. You're free. You are free, free. You're not going to go back. You're not waiting for a trigger point. You're done. That doesn't mean you don't use wisdom and you don't avoid certain things that did bind you. Don't go in areas that are going to tempt you. Well, I'm so free, I don't care anymore. Well, you better be sure you heard from God to go back near anything that you have been freed from. It better be a word from God, because wisdom, godly wisdom, would say you avoid anything that ever entangled you. Don't give the devil access. Well, I'm so free. If God told me I'm free, I'm free. There's a difference between you being free and God telling you to go face to face back into something that he set you free from. Maybe he can send somebody else that never had a problem in that area to help those people. See, Satan's wicked and he's sly. Well, you're free, go back. And then their people get snagged again. I can handle it. That's pride. Well, I can handle it. Well, who said anything about you? Number one, you can handle it. Where are you supposed to be living, by you or the greater one that's in you? Well, if he's given you wisdom, use it. If you've been set free from something, you don't go put your face in it. You get tripped up. Well, I'm free, aren't I? Well, God will set you free, but one of the ways he can keep you free is by helping you to avoid certain things. He'll show you. He'll give you wisdom. See, he was trying to help you. Well, I don't know. I thought I was free, but I got entangled. What, you went right back into the part of the town that you used to do certain things and got in right in front of it, and you gave into temptation? And God, all the while, if you were looking on side, was telling you, don't go there, don't go there, stay away from that. See, he was trying to help you, and he will keep you free. But you got to listen to him. See, God has a way to keep us out and to keep us free. But there's a responsibility. We got to listen to him. People say, well, that's hard. It's the word. It's not hard. I'm not saying you want to have to put your flesh down times, but do we believe the word that says, greater is he that's in you than he is in the world? I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. When I'm weak, then am I strong. Do we believe that or not? Yes. Then we can do it. Amen. Not you. You say, God, I can do this. Why? Because the word says it. Are we talking about the word? The word will set us free, but we need to listen to all the word, not just our favorite word. God said that he would keep us free if we'll listen to the word. So we read in Ephesians, let's read through this. Ephesians 4:17 says, this I say therefore and testify of the Lord, that you should no longer walk as the rest of the Gentiles walk, in the futility of their mind, having their understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God because of the ignorance that is in them, because of the blindness of their heart, who being past feeling have given themselves over. See, look at that. They've given themselves over. Don't ever throw up your hands and say, I can't do it. You are giving yourselves over at that point. I just can't help it. Nonsense if you're a Christian. Boy, it's quiet. This is the truth. Let's just be honest. It's easier for us to say sometimes, I just can't help it. This is the way I am. I can't do it. You are defeating yourself right there. And you're taking sides against God and against his word. I just can't help it. I can't do it. Well, what did God's word say we could do? It said we could do it. If he's leading us by his word, if he told you you can't do it, then you can resist the temptation. But use some sense and don't go near it. Don't put yourself right in the front of something and go, well, I'm going to see if I can't touch it. That's foolish. That's foolishness. Don't do it. We'll see if I will test my self-control. Don't test it. Run away. You know, Joseph didn't stay around when Potiphar's wife came at him. He said, well, let's see if I can resist it. He fled. He got out of there. He said, I don't want to have anything to do with this. Is this okay this morning? So don't give yourselves over. The devil would try to push you and make you, whenever you feel like, I just can't, just mark it up. That's the voice of the enemy trying to get you to defeat yourself. Why? He cannot defeat you if you're a child of God. But if you give yourselves over, he can. So what does he try to do? You can't beat this. Your family has been dealing with this for years. You've already done this over and over and over. You'll never be free. I don't care what the preacher says. You'll never get out. What does the word say? If the word says, I can be free. If the word says, if I change my mind and agree with the word, that I'll be free, then guess what? I'm getting free. Don't give yourself over. Don't say, well, I just can't. I don't know why it's not working. Nonsense. That's saying God has failed. God never fails. That's a lie. Don't side in with the liar. Side in with the truth. What's the truth? The word. It's a choice. It's not what we feel. It's a choice. I don't feel like it, but God said I can do it, and I'm going to. I will be free. I will look back, and this will be in my rearview mirror, and I will be free. You say, that's faith. I thought you say I'm free now. You're that's hope. That's expecting. Expecting saying, because I believe, it will change, and I will have that. You say, by faith, it is occurring in me now, but it is not unbelief to say it will happen. You watch, it'll change. You watch, it's coming. You watch, it'll change. I'm getting free. I'm changing. The word will set us free. Verse 19, who being past feelings, talking about Gentiles, talking about people without God, have given themselves over to lewdness, to work all uncleanness with greediness. Verse 20, you have not so learned Christ. If indeed you have heard him and been taught by him, as the truth is in Jesus, that you put off concerning your former conduct. See, you put it off. You put it off. You. That's too much pressure. I can't do it. That's taking sides against the word. People say this is hard. It's just you're talking about self-control. The Bible says we're supposed to have self-control. The Bible says it's a fruit of the Spirit. We can do it. But we have to agree with the word. How are we going to be free? We let the word change our mind. If we have thoughts that say, I can't do it, we have to replace them and say, no, the word says I can. And we have to displace all that nonsense in our head that says we can't with, no, the word says so I can. The word says I'm healed. Would the doctor say you're not? Yeah, but the word says I am. That's called washing your mind, reprogramming your mind with the word. Just jump down. We'll come back to Ephesians. But just look. Let's actually turn over there. Let's turn over to Ephesians 5, and then maybe we just come back to Ephesians 4 since we're all right there. Ephesians 5, 25. Glory to God. Ephesians 5, verse 25. Everybody there? Or it's on your sheet? Ephesians 5, verse 25 says, husbands, love your wives just as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for her, that he might sanctify her, there's that word again, and cleanse her with the washing of water by the word. So he's given an illustration. He said, husbands, love your wife just as, now he's talking about Jesus, Christ also loved the church and gave himself for her. Why did Jesus give himself for her, the church, you and I? That he might sanctify her, or set it apart, and cleanse her with what? With the washing of water by the word. With the word. With the word. How are you going to be clean? How is your mind going to be changed? Go back over to Ephesians 4. Ephesians 4 then, verse 20, where we just were. It's on the same page in my page before. Ephesians 4, 20 says, but you have not so learned Christ, if indeed you have heard him and been taught by him as the truth is in Jesus, that you put off concerning your former conduct the old man which grows corrupt according to the deceitful lust, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, or the attitude of your mind, and that you put on the new man, which was created according to God in true righteousness and holiness. Now look on your sheet that we just read, Ephesians. Now Romans 12, because I want to put all these together. Romans 12, we won't take time to turn over there because I want you to see these. They're all right together now. We can refer to them. Romans 12, verse 1 says, I beseech you, or I'm asking you, I'm trying to persuade you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God. Notice it says, you present your body. We're supposed to present our body. We present it. We bring it. That means we're supposed to dominate our body. Is our body supposed to tell us what we do and determine what we do and don't do? No. Does it talk to you? Yes. Will it talk loud to you? Yes. If you've been doing something for a long time that you want to get rid of a habit, will it talk to you when you're trying to transition out of it? Yes. Can you overcome it? Yes. Can you subject your body and tell it what to do and when you're going to do it? Yes, we can. I'm not making light of it. We all have flesh. Every single person you know on the face of the earth, I don't care how sanctified you think they are, has to deal with their flesh. We all have to deal with it. We all have to put it down. And the more you've yielded to it in any area, the stronger it is in that area. The more it will yell at you, will talk to you. Yeah, but I need this. I need this food, or I need to watch this, or I want to read this. But the good news is, just like it got strong in that area, it's like exercising a muscle. The more you exercise it, the more you feed it, the stronger it gets. But you know what you can do? You start starving it. Just as it got strong, it can get weak. You start starving the thing, and you don't have to do it overnight. Let's just be honest. Let's just be real, okay? Again, we were talking about it last week. People getting rid of a habit. Well, how long did it take you to form that habit, and how long are you doing that habit? Well, let's see. I got into it a little, and it took, you know, over 2 years, and there was this pressure, and, you know, I just couldn't take it, so I did this a little bit, and then, you know, I was like, no, I want to do that, and then this other thing came at work, and it was like, no, I started doing that. And then, then I backed away, and then, man, this happened, and this happened, and this person was going through this, and it was just stressful, and so then I just, you know, and then ever since then I've been doing it. That's how this stuff happens. Yeah. So it took you how long to get into it, and you've been doing it for how long? And now you found out that Jesus set you free, so I want to be free like that, tomorrow. I want you to pray for me, and I'm free. Well, you know, majority of the time, it doesn't happen that way. But you know what? If you'll yield that area to God and say, Lord, here I am. This is where I'm at. Don't try to play any air. Don't put on any airs with God. He already knows. He saw you every step of the way. He knows where. He knows if you're faking or not. So just don't even bother. Well, I'm ready. Well, if you're not ready, just be honest. Lord, I really like doing this. Oh, wouldn't say that. If it's true. You know, I know I'm supposed to get rid of this, but, you know, I like it. Okay, let's deal with that then. Start there. How am I going to, you know, what am I going to replace it? Because you need to replace it with something. Otherwise, it's a vacuum. You just trade one problem for another. People do it all the time. Well, I'm going to get out of this, but then you got this problem. Okay. But with God, He'll get you out of it, and you won't have that side effect. But just be honest with Him. He already knows. Be honest with yourself. I want to stop that, but you know I like it. I like doing that. Okay? And I'm not talking about something that's completely evil. It could be something that you just, you know what? I'm tired of doing that because it wastes my time. I don't want to do it anymore. Okay? Not talking about deep, dark things all the time. It doesn't matter what it is. Or I want to start doing something, but I really don't want to. Okay? So, it's all the same. We be honest with God where we are. It doesn't do any good to fake it. Doesn't good any to try to act religious. You may fool the people around. You might fool people here. You're not going to fool Him. And at the end of the day, you're not going to be helped. So why play that game? We want to be free. We want to be changed. And we want to play religion. What's the point? Huh? God's real, and His power is real, and Jesus really did die for us to be free. Okay, but it doesn't just drop on us just because we found out a truth or heard a sermon. We have to submit our will. And it starts with being honest about where we are and say, Lord, here I am, but this is what I see in Your Word. Help me. Show me. And He will help you, just like we talked about last week. What's the next step I could do? Could I do this? And people discount steps all the time. That's not enough. I'll never get there. Well, if you can't do that, how are you ever going to get to the end? This is too small, you're saying? This is too small to take this step, not big enough? But what if you could master it at this step? Would that help? Because then you can go to the next step. And then pretty soon you go to the next step. And pretty soon now you're actually feel like you're going somewhere. It all starts like that. But so many times people are in such a hurry that they don't actually make any progress. God knows what we're dealing with. He knows why we got there, and He's not going to condemn anybody. It's about your heart attitude. If you try to excuse it, if you try to say it's not necessary to change, if you try to say it's okay to keep doing it, then you stay bound because you're lying to yourself. But if you say, I want to change it, I want to get rid of it, God, You help me, Lord, I submit to You, He can work with that. He does. There is no condemnation. You say, Lord, I'm sorry for what I've done. If it was something that you need to apologize for, Lord, I'm sorry. I messed that up, but I want to be free. You help me to get out. And the Word, by you acting like the Word is true and start taking steps, starts to break the chains around you. So we're reading in Romans 1, it says, you present your bodies. We are ultimately supposed to be where we tell our bodies what it's going to do and not do. And this is possible. I didn't say we've all arrived, we all have flesh, but whatever we want to progress in, God will give us the strength and help us as we yield our will. So He said that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. Verse 2, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed. How are you going to be transformed now? What we just talked about, even yielding your bodies. How are you going to be transformed? Everybody, I want to be different. I want to be transformed. How is it going to happen in a godly manner? It says right here, by the renewing of your mind. What does that mean? That's not a religious term. We talk about renewing your mind. It means changing your thinking to agree with God's Word. That means if you have these things over here that you think are true, and that's what the world says, and that's what you've heard with your friends, and I think these are right, but the Word of God says something else is true and contradicts that, you have to change your mind to where you start thinking, those things that I thought were true, if the Word says they're not, I agree with the Word. If the Word, all your friends are saying it's okay to do such and such, but the Bible says do not do it. I have to change my mind and start thinking like God thinks, which is, if God said not to do that, it's going to hurt me. God loves me. He would never tell me to do something that I shouldn't do or that would hurt me. So I choose to believe, and it might not be that explicit, this is what we have to do. I think God's right. I choose to agree with God. His Word's true. And so now, when I think about that area, instead of thinking, ooh, this is cool and I want to do it, I say, that's going to hurt me. I don't want to do that. See, now, that same thing that I looked at before and said, ooh, let's go, that's awesome, and all my friends are doing it, you say, wait a minute, that's going to kill me. May not be that explicit. That's going to hurt me. God says this. If God said it, I don't want to have anything to do with what God said not to do. I'm going to think this. See, that's renewing your mind. You reprogrammed your mind. I used to think this way, now I think this way. Well, the more you start reprogramming it to agree with what God says, now when you approach that same situation, maybe it always used to be, you look at that situation, you come up against a habit, and your first thought is, I'm this way, I've always been this way, I can't change it. And so you continue to do something that you don't want to do because your thought is, when you think about that, I can't do anything about it. I can't do it. But you start to change your mind to say, wait a minute, God said I could have control over my body. God said I could do all things through Christ who strengthens me. That's true. Regardless of what I feel, that's true. So now you come up against that same situation. Instead of thinking, might as well, there's no reason I can't ever help it. Your thought instead is, wait a minute, I have power over this. I can change it. See, your mind's changing. So what does that change? Now if you act on that, your behavior just changed. How are you going to get free? You're going to change your mind. Not just anything. This isn't positive thinking. This is lining up our mind with what the Word of God says. The Word of God is truth. This will work in any area. Marriages. People say, well, I'm just having trouble. Why are you having trouble? Because your thinking's wrong. Because you have thoughts in that marriage and about the way the marriage should be that contradict the way the Word says they should be. When you start reprogramming your mind, renewing your mind with what the Word says, now when you come in that same situation that you've been through 55 times with your spouse, and it usually leads to an argument, your mind's different. And you instead of saying the same thing you have, you say, wait a minute, I'm supposed to treat him this way. You say something different. You get different results. Now your life starts changing. Now your relationship changes. Kids, parenting, same thing. We have views on parenting. And if they contradict the Word of God and we get results that we don't want, but we're doing things that don't line up with the Word of God, we have to change our mind and say, well, if God says it, He knows. He created the human. He knows how to raise children. And if God says to do it this way, I'm going to do it. Yeah, but all the psychology books say to do it this other way. I don't care what the psychology... See, that's the thing that's keeping us bound is we go to the situation and say, yeah, but so-and-so said it would work. Yeah, but so-and-so... So I keep doing it. But if I change my mind to believe the Word of God and I start saying, no, the Word of God says this. The Word of God says to interact this way. Now I come up to that same situation with my child and I say, I used to think this, but now God's Word says this. I do it differently. I line up with the Word of God. Maybe stuff doesn't happen overnight, but I'm consistent. And all of a sudden, my relationship starts changing. That starts changing. My life is different. How? Because the Word of God changed. I let the Word of God change my life. Healing. See, now what are we doing here? I want to just interject this. Look at Ephesians 5:26 on your sheet. It says, that He might sanctify and cleanse her with what? The washing of the water by the Word. That's what we're talking about. Washing by the Word. Come back to that in a second, but let's talk about healing. I've come up against healing. Maybe I've heard healing sermons, and I've heard, well, this is what I'm supposed to do. And, you know, maybe at the beginning, I didn't even realize that healing was for me, so I saw something, and I thought maybe it was from God, but I've gotten further than that. So I know it's not God doing this anymore, but I don't know how to get out, and I don't know why God won't help me. And I don't know why my faith isn't working. Well, we have some mind renewal to do there. Well, I don't know. I'm really trying to believe, and I just don't see it changing. Well, that in itself just exposed the fact that our mind and how we're thinking is wrong. Because what Jesus said is not, I'm going to heal you, I'm going to try to heal you, but that I've already bought your healing. The Bible says He Himself took my infirmities, bore my sicknesses. Now. He already did it. It's mine now. So, the Bible says that if you say to this mountain, be removed, be cast in the sea, do not doubt with your heart, but believe those things that He saith as though... I quote this all the time, and you start getting in your head, and you get messed up. Whoever says in the mountain, be removed, be cast in the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believe that those things he says shall come to pass, he, what? Shall have... whatever he says. Therefore, I say to you, whatever things you desire when you pray, believe that you receive them and you shall have them. When are you going to believe that you have it? Now. But that means I don't have it yet. But I believe it now. See, when I see what the Word says and start to say, no, I have to believe it and I have to say it before I have it. Now I go back to that same situation I've been saying, Lord, I just don't understand. Why don't you move? I tweak that to, wait a minute. He already has. And I move from God when to God you have. God, I don't care what it looks like, I am healed. What doesn't look like, but you said, the word said, I am. So I'm going to act on that. Yeah, but it doesn't look like it. No, but I've been changing my mind and I say it already has been done. So my body just has to change. Yeah, but it hasn't. Yeah, but that's what the word says, that he already has done it. So I am going to claim it. See, that my mind changed. I reprogrammed my mind. See, how are you going to get further? The washing of the word. That's why it is so important for us to be in church and hear the word, because we hear it and it washes us and we change in our mind some. That's why it's so important for us to come and be expecting to be changed and be expecting to have the word given to us that is going to help us. It's so important to esteem the word. Because we have to understand that I'm reprogramming my mind. I'm changing my mind. I'm going to get more clear. I'm going to get things that are going to change the way I behave. I approach the word with reverence. If God's word says it. That's good enough for me. I'm acting on it. If God's word says don't do it, all right, that's good. I don't have to test it. I don't have to be the guinea pig. I don't have to try to prove God's word's wrong. I believe it. I act on it. It will work for me. And it'll be in any area. Financial manners. Well, I just can't handle money. I don't know. I get a paycheck and it's gone. And, you know, I try to get something. I try to save up and then something breaks. Well, there's so much in the Word about financial matters. About how to handle money. I don't want to get in this. You know, I've preached on it before, but I'll just give you one. It's not just about giving. There is about managing your money, about working, about being diligent, about being wise with your finances, about putting your hand to something, about not being a man pleaser. Work as unto the Lord. Whatever you do, do it as unto the Lord and not unto men. See, we start changing our mind. There is, but I will say, there is, without a doubt, if you don't tithe, and this goes right along with the things we've talked about, if we see in the Word that it tells us to tithe and we say, I don't know about that, I can't bring myself to do that, I know what it says, we have opposed the Word of God and we don't put ourselves in a position. And that is one of the central things. People can go, whatever, as a Christian. Because how many of you know the enemy is not about to stop somebody that's already hanging themselves? If they're already destroying themselves and that, yeah, they might have a lot of money. We just read about it in the offering. People think, may boast in their riches. And so people go, well, that person has a lot of money. It doesn't matter. No, as a Christian, we need to make sure we're lining up with the Word of God. Same thing. Well, I don't know. I've never heard that. I don't know why people would think that. People say, I mean, I talk to my kids about it. They actually say, oh, yeah, the church is just doing that to get money. They were doing that to get money. Like what we were talking about in the Roman Empire. Absolutely were manipulating people. Absolutely. That doesn't change the fact that there's a truth in God's word. Amen. And so if we approach certain things, and again, it works here as well. If we come up against certain things and we say, well, I don't know about that. That's not the way I heard. I don't know about all that tithing. So I don't know about that giving. Our minds contradicting the Word of God. How are we going to get that changed? The Word. The Word. We're going to hear the Word. And then pretty soon we say, well, but the Word says it. The Word says He would do this. The Word says He would supply all my needs. But I just don't know. I mean, every time I try to do stuff, you know, I just get it taken. That's not what the Word said. The Word says that if I give, it shall be given to me. So I start saying, wait a minute. I'm still coming up. Wait a minute, I had to pay that bill, but I'm still coming up. I have more than enough. I can give. We start to see ourselves dip. No. I have the ability to do anything I need to do for the kingdom of God. So we start to look at the same situation and we change our mind. How does that happen? It happens by the washing of the word. It is reprogramming our beliefs to line up with what God said. No matter if we feel it, no matter if we see it, we start saying, brain, I'm going to agree with what God said. I don't care what the world says. I don't care what any person says. I am going to agree with His word. And that washing, you get a picture? It's just cleansing. Have you ever, washed a pan? And it's got some baked on stuff. Well, what you did, you just ran it under the water and it all just came off. You just said cold water and you just, it was baked on there for 3 days and you put on and you just turned on the water cold and said right there and it came right off, right? No. Now, let me ask you this. What if it was dried? Before we go into that part, let's just say I sprinkled some, some flour or something on the pan, and then I washed it under the water. Did that come off easy? I could just put a plate under, even in cold water, come right off. Why? That just barely got on there. Easy to come off. It's the same thing with our head. There's certain things that we maybe didn't have anything there that we strongly believed, or, it was something that wasn't ingrained, come right off. But then you have the baked on stuff. And, well, I work with the flour. I'm just going to, whoop, whoop. Wait a minute, it didn't dent it. I'm going to do it again. Whoop, whoop. Nothing. It's still there. And this is what some people do with the word. They're like, oh, I've dealt with that for 40 years. I'm just going to listen to a sermon. And why didn't it go? And they're falling off their chair like, I can't believe it. It's the word. Yeah, it's the word, but it's the washing. You got to immerse yourself in some stuff. If it's heavy duty, you've dealt with it like this, and it's been ingrained, and you've beat your... Every time, think about it. Every time you've thought about that thing for the last 10 years, you've thought a certain way. You hear 1 hour of teaching, and you think, now I'll never have to deal with that. No, some things, you need to immerse your mind in the Word and hear it. Not works, just say, no. Block that other stuff out. I'm going to hear the word and hear what the word says and hear what the word says again. That is like you taking the soap, the scouring pads. You just dump that thing in a bunch of hot water with some soap, immerse it, and let it sit. Don't even touch it for a while. Then you may come back and scrub some of it off, and that's about as good. You rinse it off, and then you do it again. And you just keep going over it until that thing is clean. Now, if we know this in the natural, why don't we get it spiritually? Why do we think stuff's just supposed to come off? That's not unbelief. It's the way we are. We're humans. Quit trying to jump all the way to the end and take around, soak the thing, scrub it, and get further. Our goal is to rip all that junk off to where our mind, when we think about that situation, thinks of what the Word says. Amen. Not what they said on the news, not what the book said about some PhD. Yeah, I'm not against that stuff, but it has to be guided and governed by the Word. Amen. And then our mind is different. It's the fact that when I hit that situation, instead of what I grew up with, instead of what the world says, the things that come to my mind is, this is what God said. That will cause us to act different. Instead of saying, I can't, you say, we'll come through this. Watch this. We'll blow this away. Why do you say it? Because God said we could. Now you act different. Now you get different results. Now the thing that used to floor you, you fly right through. What is that? You changed your mind. You washed your mind with the Word. You know that that doesn't have any authority in your life where you used to accept it. This is how we change. We are not supposed to accept things the world accepts. We're not supposed to be like the world. We are supposed to dictate. Our life is supposed to be dictated by the Word. And the more, in the areas, the more we start changing it to the Word, the more we'll be free. Amen. Glory to God.